This episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show does include some adult language, so listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we throw on a random show and see how long we can hang on. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com. If you'd like to have your show reviewed, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and you'll get to cut in line. And of course, right now it's Black Friday, so buy your first one for $5, get your second one, that's right, for $5. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 15.
Your random number between 1 and 15 is 15.
All right, Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 275.
And while I go figure out what podcast that results in, why don't you take a quick second and listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And category number 15 is TV and film. Show number 275 is a show called Clock Shelves Entertainment Presents. The author is Clock Shelves Entertainment. Their website is a SoundCloud page. So I've already not really too hopeful about this. Here's their description. Clock Shelves Entertainment produces podcasts on several different subjects. This is our feed for our current shows. All shows are currently in one feed. So I'm really thinking this is going to be a train wreck, because in a Netflix society where people want what they want, when they want, where they want, when they want it, these guys are saying, oh, we are so awesome, we're going to give you everything in one feed. So we're going to listen to, it appears to be episode number 39 of Paul N. All. In this episode, Paul is joined by a guest who's one of the easiest to book time with in the studio. They talk about all sorts of Black Friday stories, read an interesting news story, and just have a generally fun discussion. The title of the episode is The Earth is Flat, But Books Are Not. And I just can't wait to hear this. It goes a little something like this. Try to keep an open mind here. And the voiceover starts right now. Anytime, seriously. And the voiceover starts right now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Paul and All. As always, I'm your host, Paul Casey, and I'm joined today by arguably one of the easiest people to actually get on the show, but hasn't been on the show in quite a while.
Nice hum
Go
in the background.
And reintroduce yourself.
I'm Paul's mom, Ruth Casey.
Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. In our living room, dining room, wherever we are, yeah.
The clock shelf studio, Mom.
Oh, sorry.
Keep up the mystery.
Oops.
So we didn't really have anything to talk about. We were going, because this episode is coming out on Black Friday.
And that, my friends, is the phrase that pays. The minute you go, I'm not really sure what I'm going to talk about, I am out of here, because that means that you're going to waste 45 minutes of my time. Audio quality poor. You have that hum in the background. You have no idea what you're going to talk about. I think I'm going to leave it to my friend Marty DeBurgi, who was the filmmaker behind the movie Spinal Tap. And we'll ask him for his take on this.
It was merely a two-word review. Just said, shit sandwich.
Tom is right. Your guest is your mom, which is great if you're David Letterman. I just don't have much to say on this. So if you would like, so that's my first impression, is I will never listen to this show again. Oh, that and all of your shows are in one feed. Other than that, it's a great show. So now if this is a hobby for you, you're not worried about things, by all means, you keep talking to your mom in the basement and you have fun, because those will be great episodes to listen to later in life. But for me, I'm not your target audience. Now, if you'd like to hear my first opinion about your show, because on occasion, I actually do like them when you put a little effort into them and you get a little exposure, all you have to do is go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and we'll hear your podcast right here. Now, if you don't have a podcast yet, there are a couple different ways I can help you. Simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/start. Use the coupon code LISTENER, and that will save you when you sign up for either a monthly membership or a yearly membership. Or if you want a little more personalized attention, check out Podcasting in 6 Weeks. This is a class that is starting in January, right around the corner. And by the end of February, you will be listed in all the top podcast directories. Check it out, Podcasting in 6 Weeks. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.